Spike Lee has finally been nominated for a Best Director for the Academy Awards. It's about time, people.
Congratulations.
That's right. Time again for the Cube Critic.
You liked the movie Attack the Block.
I did.
Correct?
It was very silly and wonderful. Yeah. And monsters with glowing red eyes.
Attacking London, correct?
Yes. Well, and actually just one tower block in London.
It was a great little movie. Mm-hmm. And the writer-director, Joe Cornish, hadn't done a thing since then.
But that was years ago, that
movie. It was years ago. And he finally has a new movie. It is called The Kid Who Would Be King.
Are there glowing eyes in it?
There are some glowing eyes in it, indeed.
Good.
And even though I didn't know this was written and directed by Joe Cornish, the filmmaker who made Attack the Block, I was thinking about the Attack the Block while I was watching it. It's about an ordinary kid. He's a nice kid. He's English. He has some bullies that harass him at school. Mm-hmm. He sticks up for his friends.
Good.
He's a good kid. He finds a sword in a concrete block.
As one does.
Pulls it out.
Wow.
And yes, he is the once and future king.
Okay, good.
And
so actually King Arthur.
Actually King Arthur, a variation on him, but his name is Alex. And he gathers around other kids, including a girl named Kay, a boy named Lance. These names might sound familiar, Sir Kay, Sir Lance. And he puts together his own weird little version of the Knights of the Round Table. And they go to battle evil and save the entire they don't try to save the globe. They just try to save England. Really, they don't. It's not about the rest of us. It's only about keeping England from being
this
enslaved.
This is clearly post-Brexit. Okay.
There's a lot of commentary about how bad the rulers of all our countries are, so it has a little bit to do with Brexit. It was charming and old-fashioned, and I really, really enjoyed it. There are special effects, and they're used in the right ways where you really feel like kids are in peril and that the dragon could actually harm this child. And, you know, all those Marvel movies, not all of them, but a lot of them end with just some mishmash, big like, yeah. Who's fighting what? This is very clear about what is happening. Great action sequences. It's delightful. The Kid Who Would Be King.
Good.
Old fashioned.
Okay.
I liked it.
I need you to answer me a question here.
Okay.
It's about me. Am I an irritable person?
You know, when it comes to movies,
but am I irritable?
When it comes to movies, you are not as irritable as I am.
Okay. I just saw a really irritating movie. And given that it's called Serenity, that seems a little strange, but this is this beautiful, stylish movie with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway and Diane Lane. And it looks like it's going to be a noir kind of Key Largo type thing because they're on this island and this fisherman is asked to murder a husband by this dramatic-looking woman.
It sounds like good old-fashioned fun.
Yeah, and then there's a twist and you just went, seriously? You just did that to me? Wow, I was so narked when I left.
Narked?
Narked.
What does
yes.
that mean?
It means very upset.
Okay.
That's a Scottishism, I
okay.
think. It was just,
Right.
Some people are going to love this movie. They really are. Because
really?
They
Why?
Think it's so
people...
clever, the
okay.
twist.
But they're wrong
I
to
think
love
I,
the movie.
I heard this story mm-hmm. when I was the equivalent of a sophomore in high school. And it didn't please me then. It doesn't please me now. It's beautiful. But irritating.
Okay, Serenity. Skip, skip, skip.